We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio, presented by your local Hyundai dealers. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. And Odyssey Station. The Score! Boog Shambi.
What would your walk-up song be? I'm sure you've given it some thought.
I don't know, something sad.
Cubs play-by-play man for the Marquee Network.
Christopher Morel touches more people every day. Physically, it's his love language. And watch him with Swarmer here. Yeah, hugs. That's his love language.
All the latest news and notes on the Chicago Cubs.
Yeah, that's high and tight.
Sure.
Rowan Wick's from British Columbia. Joey's from Ontario. That natural rivalry.
Do you and Rowan Wick have the secret BC handshake?
Can't talk about it.
Okay.
I mean, I'd like to show you, but then you know.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to probably move.
Boog Shambi.
What happened to the Boog person?
With Parkins and Spiegel on 670 The Score.
Boog Shambi with us on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline. Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Boog, how the hell are you?
Hi, guys. What's happening?
Oh, man.
They're not booing. They're booging.
Have you heard that one before, Boog?
Have. I think I probably even said it.
Yeah, I believe it. How was the town hall on Marquee with Jed?
I mean, I didn't contemplate it as a town hall.
I'm sorry. How was it branded? How was it branded? Q&A?
I think it was a Q&A.
Okay.
I mean, it was fine from my standpoint.
Okay. Well, it was interesting. I've laughed at the transparency criticism, and I know that was discussed because, like, that was a move towards transparency, I felt like. It's like, Jed's a pretty accessible guy. He talks a lot. He's available for interviews. People might not like what he's saying, but I feel like of all of the things, I wouldn't say lack of transparency is among the issues right now.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's the, you know, he talked about sort of stating, you know, is it a rebuild, is it not a rebuild, and people got stuck on that. I also would say my editorial comment is, are you really thinking that the president of baseball ops is going to, like, blow his team up in spring training? You know what I mean? Like, what? It's kind of hard in that spot. So I don't, but I don't know. People got fixated on, you know, is it actually a rebuild? What are we calling it? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, the semantics of rebuild versus, like, build, I thought he made his best point about that when he was talking to you about it in that session there. 'Cause he said, they don't have to, like, do some of the stuff that he and Theo did the first time, like install cameras at every minor league affiliate so they can actually start measuring stuff, like invent and build an analytics department, like design a complex in Mesa. That's the stuff that a rebuild really is about to me, is like doing the entire thing from the top all the way on down.
It's a really good point. I mean, that's completely fair. I'd also say, I would add this, you know, everybody gets stuck on what the timeline is, right? You want to, I mean, like, if you're interested in trying to figure out what the timeline is, then at least partially watch the Cubs games, read the box scores, and then read the box scores for Iowa and Tennessee and South Bend and so on and see how the prospects are doing, and you're going to be able to figure it out.
Yeah. So let's say that people in our audience are not doing that. When you do it, what do you think that indicates?
That's a good question. I would say right now, you want like when? What are you looking for?
Well, like you said, I mean, Thailand, because we did it on the show. A lot of their best prospects are A-ball or high A guys, right? That suggests that it ain't next year that they're gonna be very. Now they might spend, right? Because they spent on Suzuki, they spent on Stroman. They might spend, but I don't think that the Cubs are likely to go into next opening day as the favorites in the NL Central.
I don't know that I would. I don't know that I'd dispute that. I think that, you know, based on where their prospects are right now, I think that's probably fair. Yeah.
But what's interesting is that while last time they waited for kind of all the kids to be ready and then augmented with spending, which is a classic way, it's not necessarily how you do it. Like, you could target free agents who are a certain age that you like Suzuki, or, you know, where you can get an advantageous deal like Stroman, and you can add those guys and then bring in the kids to augment. Like, it doesn't have to be done in the classic way. That's what we're trying to figure out. Like, if that kind of blend is possible.
Yeah, I also would say it's not, they're not going to go out and, you know, when they're ready, purchase an entire 8 and 5. You know what I mean? Like that's not happening through free agency. So it's going to be, you know, like you said, just a blend of what the best way to get, in part, cost effective guys are who are overproducing for their service time, and then with that savings, you end up spending money in areas on elite-level talent. And hopefully some of those low-service-time guys end up being elite-level talent while they're low-service-time guys. Like, that's the secret. That's how you end up doing it, is you get MVP and Rookie of the Year caliber seasons from year two type guys, right?
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Another thing, like you said, watch Cubs games now for guys who are young and cost-controlled and are going to matter for the future. Nico Horner, arguably the brightest spot of this season. Do you think more likely shortstop of the future or Ben Zobrist, Swiss Army knife type player of the future?
I don't think it's that. I don't think it's. I think it's short or second. I don't think it's, because I think at this point, at least in the short term, I think they're going to end up, you know, picking one. I think that the really positive thing is they knew he would play elite level defense and give you really plus value in the field. I think that, you know, it remained to be seen if he was going to give you that at shortstop, and he has. So, to me, I think they're in a great spot with Nico, because you have the versatility of, you know, if for some reason they were to get, if they were to get one of the big shortstops, then, you know, obviously you could put him at second and he's going to be uber valuable there. But I don't think second short, I don't really see him at third, and they haven't played him in the outfield this year that I can remember. Yeah, I don't think so. So I think it's either short or second.
Love the way he's playing at short, and hitting .538 with 7 RBIs in this 7-game hit streak. It's ridiculous. What does he do? What does he do with his swing that works so well, and maybe other people should look at? Is it a lot of time in the zone? Is it extra level? I mean, what's going on with what he does? If you've had a chance to think about it.
No, I mean, to me, it's more that his anchor, like the root of what he does, is bat to ball skills. Like, he, you know, minimum 300 swings in the National League. He's got the highest contact rate. So, you know, once that happens, I also think, you know, the other part of it is He has the type of swing, I mean, I would diagnose as short, where he's able to hit high velocity, and he's able to hit high velocity that's up, and those guys are pretty unique. So the ability to put the ball in play and put the ball in play hard like he's doing lately has been it's been really impressive.
Christopher Morel was in a rough patch for a little while. Then last night hits a few balls hard. That home run was just, whew, my God, in the last row. And the throw, too. What are you seeing with him in terms of, like, league adjusting? I'm not going to ask you if the adjustment is throwing it down the middle. That didn't go well for me last time. But what has the adjustment been, and if anything, in terms of how the league is approaching him?
I mean, to me, it seems as though it's sliders that start off the outside edge, and then, you know, basically strike to ball slider off the outside edge is what he's had trouble with of late. Maybe a little more fastballs in the zone and up in the zone, but he was signed to, you know, something like an $800,000 signing bonus. Like, that's a elite level type talent. And, you know, at the minor league level, he hasn't played a ton yet. There's so many of these guys that have so few games played just professionally. But you see, he comes to the big leagues, he's immediately their fastest player, and he's got the best arm on the team. And he probably, I mean, in terms of hitting it as far as anyone, he probably hits it as close to as far as anybody on the team. So, you know, he's toolsy. That's the thing. I think, you know, he's just got to learn. You're seeing way more swing and miss the last, you know, couple of weeks. But I do think there's something to be said for, you know, the energy and excitement that he brings. And it's probably added more. Not probably. It's added more when, you know, he's super productive.
Cubs broadcaster and friend of the show, Boog Sciambi, is our guest. Did you read Don Van Natta's profile on Rob Manfred?
I did.
What were your takeaways, if any?
Nothing that really surprised me. I mean, look, I think the thing, do it this way. The first thing that I would say is this. I'm just asking you to look at it like this. If you like something and everybody told you you don't like that thing, that'd be annoying, man. That'd be really annoying. I like that thing. No, you don't. You say, don't seem like you do. No, I do. Really, I do. Like, that's annoying. So, and whereas I understand perception is reality, man, that'd be annoying.
Yeah, but you know, the other thing is, like, on the rules, Boog, because he wants to update and improve the game, that doesn't make him a guy who doesn't like the game. People combine that with the
completely agree with. I thought that the one thing he said in there, just because you want to, what was the line? You want to improve the rules, or there are things you'd like to see improved, makes you a hater. I hate that from fans.
Like, I get it from Spiegs every day.
I'm allowed to say I love the game, but there are things that I don't like about it, and there are things that need to improve, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Manfred's quote, yeah, here's the problem. When you acknowledge there's something wrong with the game, that turns you into a hater of baseball.
Correct. That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like, I mean, there's something wrong with all of them. There's stupid stuff in all of them.
Correct.
But I also would say, like, it gets held to a higher standard. It's been around longer. It gets held to a higher standard, and it is a weird thing. By the way, I'm about to go through a dead spot, and it's going to last like 10 seconds.
Okay,
it's really weird. Are you ready for it?
This is exciting.
Talk us down. Give us a countdown to the dead spot if you know it this well.
Dead spot is coming down in traffic. Darn it! All right, hang on. Here we go.
Okay,
dead spot coming in. Dead spot coming in 3, 2. This is such good radio. Coming, I'm going to lean on my horn. Let's go. Let's show them the dead spot, everybody.
How do you know this?
It's his drive to the ballpark.
So he just drops calls every day at the same spot?
Not a dropped call. Like, we're not actually going to get disconnected, but you're not going to be able to hear me. And now the light just turned yellow and red. That's the truth.
Okay.
Anyway.
So you're good.
So just pause. What was I just babbling about?
Well, look.
Welcome to our life.
He's the commission's committed to the pitch clock, to the shift, to the shift ban, and robo umps of some kind. He's got to convince the competition committee. Most of those are owners. That should be okay. I think he's going to convince them. Will the players fight this stuff? Do you think, Boo?
Yeah, they will, but I don't think that much, and they shouldn't. It's one of the look. It's one of the areas where. It's one of the areas where I just think that they need to let it go. By the way, dead spot coming in 3, 2, 1, and we're dead.
Okay.
We have a dead spot. Currently, we have a dead spot. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
can
just fine.
Hear me?
Just
yeah,
fine.
We can hear you just fine.
Just fine. Keep going.
Right. Man, what a letdown this dead spot was.
By the way, you know what you do in this spot? And I've done this plenty of times. Where you're talking to someone you don't want to talk to, just flip on airplane mode in the middle of the call. Nobody knows.
Don't do that to us, Boog. Don't do that.
That's a good trick.
We're very sensitive.
You just put airplane mode on right in the middle of the call.
Yeah,
that's brilliant.
And listen, don't take this personally, but we have some listeners who are rooting for the dead spot. Okay,
absolutely. I've been rooting for the dead spot since 303.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
He targeted the dead spot. Oh, look at this.
He's like, I was going to leave for the park earlier, but I'm on with Parkinson Spiegel, so I'm going to try to time the dead spot for the middle of the call.
Oh, look, I'm out of gas. I'm out of gas right here in the middle of the dead spot. What do you know?
That's perfect.
It's something the players really got to get with. They just do. Like, the one thing, and I've argued with guys, and yet, like, your comfort is not our concern. The fact that you will be uncomfortable, don't care. And you'll all be fine. Nobody is going to play under their true talent level because you're being like, you'll figure it out. You'll get in the box faster. Like, I texted with one of the guys they quoted, and then I asked him about it. I asked Matt Carpenter about it because he's notorious for, like, going on long walks while it's 1-1, you know what I mean? Just like, and I was like, what did you think about it? He said, I thought it was great. I think we have to do it immediately. The game's got to move, man.
Wow.
Like, look, it's the sport that everybody has said, you know, you could read books in the 20s where people are writing baseball is dying. But I do think for a younger generation that's so, you know, they so want immediate feedback and stuff to happen, but I think this right now, this form of the ball not being in play as much with the pace being slower, it's got a bad ending if it stays this way. I do believe that. I don't think it's good for the health of it. I think it's just it's got to move. It's got to feel like there's more action in the sport. It just does.
I was surprised that he said that they have a robot ump system that works right now. Like, because I've been saying, Boog, it doesn't need to be perfect. Everyone's like, oh, we can only do it when it's perfect. Why? It just has to be better than what it is now and have some sort of check and balance mechanism, like a challenge system in place. Like, Rob Manfred said that they're ready to go now. That shocked me.
Okay, so number one, it shouldn't, but it's also part of it is on us, you know, in terms of in the media and specific to broadcasting in making people understand. So here's the first thing that I would push back on. Baseball does not have an umpiring problem. Like, they don't. For as much as you might think they do, they don't. These guys are great, and they are better than at any point in our lifetime. We just diagnosed the problem way better because of technology. Mm-hmm. Be clear about that. That's it. And then the other thing I would say is this. When that box on the TV first appeared, it was basically painted on.
Yeah.
The last 7 years, basically, it's calibrated. Legitimately, what you are watching tonight on Marquee Sports Network, that is the strike zone. That is essentially exactly how they will determine the ABS strike zone. It is calibrated by a dozen cameras inside the ballpark. The way they determine the width of the strike zone is the width of the plate. They will, by the way, add an extra inch on each side for a buffer zone. How do they determine the height? Whatever optical illusion you think you're watching, whether it's Jose Altuve or Aaron Judge, the height of the strike zone is different. Here is the height of the strike zone. It is the last 50 times the player goes to hit, not in his stance, in his load position. When the pitch is on the way, where is the strike zone that is called on that player? And it's a rolling average of the last 50 plate appearances. What you're watching tonight is the strike zone. It's been the strike zone. It was the strike zone last year. So effectively, with the little buffer zone added, but when you see the ball fill up and light up, that's a strike, and that would be a strike with the robot up. It's basically the same thing.
Well, interesting, because but is it the same strike zone, the one that I'll see tonight on Marquee? Is it the same one that I see on ESPN or Bally Sports St. Louis or the YES Network?
Yes.
It really? So there's shared technology from network to network at this point?
That's the point. So look, I'll give you guys the concession that we don't do a good enough job. It comes from the league, Maddie. It's StatCast. That information is coming from one source that everybody's taking and has been taking. ESPN's not doing it independently. They're not calibrating it independently. It's being calibrated in the league office.
The league has done a horrendous job of making that known. I didn't know that.
Well, because there's also been stories with, like, I mean, I read a story a month ago that was quoting Terry Francona as being like, I was down there, I watched it, it's not ready. You know, like...
I'll give you another example. You want another example? So Dale Scott, who was an umpire, who was recently retired, like, he was on Twitter this year talking about the strike zone box, and he's like, that's not the strike zone. You'd be astounded at some of the... Look, again, umpires... They get a bad rap. They're good at it, and there's a lot of good dudes. But, like, Dale had no idea that it's not painted on there. It is calibrated. It was not the first time they put it on there, you know, 20 years ago calibrated. It is now and has been for some time. It is the strike zone, and even the umpires don't know it.
That's like good.
Somebody said, but, yes, it needs to be put out there that – you know, that this is something coming. It's one information source. One.
Well, you've got a pulpit.
Yep.
Tonight. Marquee. Yep. State the case.
But, I mean, I will tell you guys this. I have at least five times this year explained how the strike zone is set.
Yeah. Mm. Well,
I guess we should.
I'm just saying... I don't know how many times I'm supposed to do it.
I guess we should pay attention. Yeah, we should watch more games. Sorry about that.
Yeah,
man.
You're doing good work over there.
It's
a dead zone right now, Boog. Sorry. have a good call tonight, man. We'll talk to you soon. Passionate stuff. Good stuff. Thank you.
There he goes.
Airplane mode.
There he goes. That's Boog Sciampi.
Into airplane mode.
It's out of here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.